This is Red Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Red Nepal marking its 73rd anniversary by organizing various programs. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma urges media to be bridge between government and people. Nomination for House of Representatives member by election today. And Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi to appeal jail sentence in defamation case. Now the news in detail. Red Nepal is celebrating its 73rd anniversary today with various programs. Inaugurating a ceremony organized at Red Nepal's central office in Singhadarbar, Kathmandu today, Minister of Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma emphasized that the media should inform the public and broadcast people-oriented programs. Minister Sharma also urged the media to be bridge between the government and people. Red Nepal honored senior songwriter, singer and musician Madhav Shrestha Mohit and senior broadcaster Thano Lama with Rashtriya Shrestha Samman Award. On the occasion, 28 employees of Red Nepal received Dirgha Seva Padak for serving 25 years. President Ramchandra Paudel has expressed his appreciation for the pivotal role that Red Nepal has played in the history of broadcast journalism in Nepal. In his message on the occasion of 73rd anniversary of Red Nepal, the president commended the organization's role in disseminating accurate information during natural disasters and pandemics. The president highlighted the potential for Red Nepal to contribute to the institutionalization of the federal democratic republic system by making the optimum use of the opportunities presented by the development of information technology and the internet. Likewise, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda has praised Red Nepal's contribution to progressive changes and social transformation in the country. In his message of greetings on the occasion of Red Nepal's 73rd anniversary, Prime Minister Dahal said Red Nepal had been raising itself in line with the people's aspirations and its role was imperative in the government's efforts to change the condition of the people. The Prime Minister highlighted the important role played by Red Nepal in uniting the entire country via its multi-ethnic, multilingual and multicultural characteristics. Similarly, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has praised Red Nepal for its crucial role in informing, educating, entertaining and motivating Nepali people. Minister Sharma stated that Janani Radio Nepal, which can be considered the mother of broadcasting, was awakening the masses. On the occasion of the 73rd anniversary of Radio Nepal, Minister Sharma noted the organization's significant contributions in becoming the voice of revolutionaries since 2007 Bikram Sambat. A program has been scheduled today to file nomination of the candidates for the by-election to the member of the House of Representatives, SOR, taking place on April 23. According to Election Commission, nomination could be filed till 5 p.m. at the office of the election officer established at the respective constituencies. There is a schedule to publish the list regarding the registration of nomination of the candidates at 6 p.m. today itself. According to Election Commission, complaint could be filed against the candidates from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Tuesday. Similarly, a decision would be made after investigating the nomination paper and the complaint within 5 p.m. on Wednesday, and the name list of the candidates would be published within 6 p.m. on the same day. Likewise, candidates are allowed to withdraw their candidacy from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on April 6th, and the final name list of candidates would be published at 3 p.m. on the same day. The candidates would get election symbol after the publication of the final name list. President of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Robi Lamisani, has registered his candidacy for the post of the Member of the House of Representatives in Chitwan Constituency 2. He reached the election officer's office and registered his candidacy. His proponent is Sita Gevali and supporter is Bikram Shrestha. A person was killed when an Indian number plate LP gas tanker skidded off the road and overturned at Levatar of Ichakamanarula Municipality 4 along the Prithivi Highway this morning. The identity of the dead is yet to be ascertained. Two others were injured in the accident, said the police. One of them identified as Rambatan Tati, an Indian national, was receiving treatment at local trauma center Kurintar, while another at Old Medical College. Deputy Superintendent of Police Vijay Raj Pandit said the unidentified injured person is said to be in serious condition. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine says heavy Russian shelling has killed at least 6 civilians in Kovosyantynivka, an industrial city near embattled Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. Head of the presidential staff Andriy Yermak said on social media that missiles and rockets damaged 16 apartment blocks and other buildings, including a nursery school. The toll was not verified by the BBC. The city is just 27 kilometers west of Bakhmut, where many have died on both sides in months of heavy fighting. The southern city's Ukrainian mayor, Ivan, said explosion also rocked Russian-occupied Melitopol yesterday. He said the blast targeted the rail depot there. Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi is said to appeal on Monday against his conviction and jail sentence in a criminal defamation case. He was sentenced to 2 years in jail by a court in Gujarat state for 2019 comments about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's surname at an election rally. The Congress leader was also disqualified as a lawmaker later. Opposition leaders have accused the governing Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, of political vendetta. The BJP has denied this, saying that due judicial process has been followed in the case. Gandhi is currently on bail after being given time to appeal the judgment, which was passed on 23rd of March. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Radio Nepal, marking its 73rd anniversary by organizing various programs, Communication Minister Rekha Sharma urges media to be bridge between government and people. Nomination for House of Representatives member by-election today, and Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi to appeal jail sentence in defamation case. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.